Okay, our friends. So today we are reading through the Disney Bedtime Favorites storybook. This is the fourth iteration of this storybook. This is also the, 12th story in the book? And it's from The Lion King, and it's called Who's Responsible? And it's read today by Mrs. Responsible and her son, Responsiboy. Nuh-uh. Oh, all right. I had to give it a go. Who are you today then? Nee nee nui. Well, friends, you never know who it's gonna be with mommy. And today it's nee nee nui. You ready, Nini? All right, here we go. Simba was far from home when he met Timon and Pumbaa. "You okay, kid?" Timon asked.
"I guess so,"
Simba said with a sigh. Timon and Pumbaa could tell the lion cub was lost, tired, and sad. They invited Simba to join them. Timon and Pumbaa liked the easy life. No problems, no responsibilities, and they had a motto that summed up their attitude. Do you know what a motto is? No, I didn't know if you did or not. So a motto is a phrase or saying that you feel like represents something or someone. Ideally, if you have a life's motto, it's something that you live or you strive to achieve, right? Okay.
Repeat after me,
Timon said.
Hakuna Matata.
It means no worries,
Pumbaa explained. And when his new friends took him to their jungle home, Simba was amazed by its beauty.
You live here?
He asked, impressed.
We live wherever we want,
Timon said. And we can see in the picture, in case you do not know who Timon and Pumbaa are. So it's told us that Simba is a lion cub. And we can also see that Timon is a... Do you remember what we call him? Meerkat. And Pumbaa is a... A pig, specifically a warthog. Mm-hmm. Simba liked his new friend's carefree way of living. They didn't care about where he was from or why he'd run away. And that was just fine with Simba.
Why did he run away?
Well, do you remember the movie? Yeah, his daddy was in an accident and he thought it was all his fault. And so he was ashamed and afraid and he ran away. But it was not his fault. I know. He was tricked. Anyways, it didn't take long for Simba to fall into Timon and Pumbaa's Hakuna Matata lifestyle. He loved being free to run around and play all day. And there was no one to tell him, do this or don't do that. Life with Timon and Pumbaa was fun. When Simba and his new friends came across a big mud puddle, Simba was the first to jump in. Splash! And we can see him in the water.
This is great,
he shouted. He could get as muddy as he wanted and didn't have to take a bath. No worries. Pumbaa jumped in too, splattering mud everywhere.
Whoa, nice one, Pumbaa,
Timon said, laughing. After a full day of playing in the mud, eating bugs, and living like Timon and Pumbaa, it was time for bed. See, that's the downside of living with Timon and Pumbaa, though. You gotta eat a lot of bugs. Would you like to eat bugs?
I'd make a bug pizza.
A bug pizza? No, they don't have the bread or the pizza oven or the sauce or the cheese or anything that you would put on the pizza. It would just be bugs. Yeah. I don't even think they cooked them. While Pumbaa slept, Simba and Timon stayed up, telling jokes and funny stories. Then Timon stood up and yawned.
Well, that's it for me, kid, he said, climbing into his hammock. I'm beat. Good night.
Within moments, he was fast asleep. Pumbaa and Timon snored loudly. Simba was having so much fun trying to catch fireflies, he didn't mind that his friends had fallen asleep. Simba was too excited to go to bed. The jungle looked and sounded so different at night. It felt magical, and he wanted to be part of it. Besides, he was sure he'd be fine in the morning, no matter how late he stayed awake. The sleepy cub chased fireflies and watched the moon and the stars, and he had fun meeting animals who stayed awake at night and slept during the day. At last, he stumbled home and fell asleep. Aha, so he tried being nocturnal, didn't he? The next morning, Timon and Pumbaa tapped Simba on the shoulder to wake him up. The young lion groaned. Timon and Pumbaa wanted to go to the waterhole, and Simba was grumpy. The waterhole was a great place to meet friends, but all the other animals kept their distance from Simba.
I hate to say this, kid, but you need a bath, Timon blurted out.
What do you mean? Asked Simba.
I know a lot about this, Pumbaa said. And the fact is, Simba, you stink.
No way, I don't smell a thing,
Simba insisted.
But we do, kid. Take a look,
Timon said, pointing at the other animals. Ooh, and in the picture we can see them all looking pretty grossed out.
No one is standing downwind.
Simba ran off, upset. Hakuna Matata was supposed to mean no worries and no responsibilities. It wasn't supposed to be about when to take a bath or to go to bed or eat dinner. When they left the watering hole, Simba seemed very sad. I feel like I don't fit in here, he said.
We understand about not fitting in, said Pumbaa in a kind voice.
Sorry, kid, Timon added.
That's not what we wanted to happen.
No, it's not, said Pumbaa. Before you came here, somebody probably told you what you ought to do all day long.
And now you gotta do that for yourself, Timon continued.
And suddenly Pumbaa had an idea.
Hey, we can help you learn about responsibilities by being responsible ourselves.
And it sounded good to Simba.
Can we give it a try?
Pumbaa asked. Timon looked at his friends and agreed. Timon and Pumbaa took Simba to one of their favorite places for a bath. Simba splashed for a bit and then washed off the grime.
It does feel good to get all that dirt off me, he admitted.
You smell better too, Timon said. Pumbaa's stomach rumbled.
And taking a bath makes you hungry.
Well, come on then, Timon said. Let's eat.
The friends went to a place where several trees had fallen. Simba began trailing a plump beetle.
Simba, I know you're still new at this, Timon began, but we need lots of bugs, not just one.
I know, Simba replied. I'm just following a hunch.
Pretty sure that's a beetle, joked Timon.
When the beetle scurried under a rotten log, Simba and Pumbaa worked together to break it open. And in the picture, woohoo, we can see all the bugs there are to see.
Look at that, gasped Timon. A big, beautiful buffet.
After dinner, Timon made a bag out of a leaf. He explained,
I'm gonna save some bugs so we'll have something to snack on later.
Great idea, said Pumbaa.
Working together to make sure that there was enough food meant no one would go hungry. Timon, Pumbaa, and Simba found a nice place to lie down and go to sleep for the night. Timon was fidgety and couldn't seem to get comfortable.
I need some water, he said. Then, after lying back down, he said, Ah, still thirsty. After a few repeats of that, Pumbaa finally said,
Timon, go to bed.
Okay, Timon said, but I'll never fall asleep if I'm still thirsty. Moments after he lay down, however, Timon was snoring. Simba smiled. If Timon can do it, I can do it, he thought. And then he closed his eyes and drifted off to sleep. He dreamed of the fun day he'd have with his friends and all the adventures that he would have with them tomorrow. He slept well, knowing he was happy living with his friends. Over the next days, the friends realized something important. Working together, encouraging each other, and setting up routines really did make their lives better. Simba, Timon, and Pumbaa felt great. The three friends lived their carefree way of life for a very long time. They still had their motto, but they added a little twist. Living problem-free, responsibly. Hakuna Matata. And that is...
the end.
Yep, the end.